Imagine escaping the Soviet Union with just $25 in your pocket, then transforming yourself into a trading expert whose books become required reading at financial firms worldwide. This is Dr. Alexander Elder's journey, a psychiatrist who discovered that trading success hinges not on complex formulas, but on understanding our own psychology. The most profound insight about trading is deceptively simple. Your emotions, not just your system, determine your success. When feelings like fear, greed, or arrogance take control, your account inevitably suffers. Markets provoke tremendous emotional responses that cloud our perception of reality, leading to hesitation on valid trades or holding losing positions too long in desperate hope of recovery. Most traders obsessively seek perfect setups while ignoring the essential element, managing their emotions. They spend countless hours fine-tuning indicators yet fail to address their psychological weaknesses. The pattern is painfully predictable. Traders gain knowledge, win a few times, let emotions take over, and self-destruct. Trading appears deceptively easy, especially in bull markets. A beginner might cautiously enter, win a few times, and start feeling invincible, precisely when they begin taking wild risks that end in devastating losses. Elder's breakthrough came from an unlikely source, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. He was stunned to realize these people seemed to be talking about his trading. Simply substituting loss for alcohol made their stories apply perfectly to his fluctuating capital account. Like alcoholics who deny their problems while their lives fall apart, losing traders deny they've lost control, switching tactics like alcoholics switching from hard liquor to beer. They chase losses with bigger trades, much like an alcoholic tries to cure a hangover with more drinking. To succeed, make trading as objective as possible through strict rules and systems. Never risk more than a predetermined percentage on any single trade. Maintain detailed spreadsheets of all trades, including commissions, slippage, and your emotional state during entry and exit. Keep a comprehensive trading journal with before and after charts, noting not just what happened, but why you made each decision. Early in your trading career, devote as much energy to analyzing yourself as analyzing markets. Track your emotional patterns, identify your triggers, and develop specific strategies to maintain objectivity under pressure. Markets function as crowds betting on price movements, with each price reflecting the momentary consensus of value. The crowd fluctuates between hope and fear, optimism and pessimism, often preventing traders from following their plans as emotions take over. Price movements occur not from imbalances in buyer and seller numbers, these are always equal, but from shifts in the intensity of greed and fear. During bull trends, eager buyers willingly pay higher prices, while cautious sellers demand premiums. In bear trends, confident shorts accept lower prices, while anxious bulls buy only at discounts. Support and resistance levels act as price floors and ceilings, existing because of human pain and regret. Traders with losses desperately seek to break even when prices return to their entry points, while those who missed opportunities wait for second chances. These levels' strength depends on their duration, percentage of trading value, and associated trading volume. While most traders fixate on price quotes, markets have additional dimensions worth analyzing. Trading volume reveals the emotional commitment of market participants, with each unit representing both a buyer and seller. Volume shows the intensity of bulls and bears' reactions to price movements, offering insights about whether trends will continue or reverse. Time is another overlooked dimension. Most people behave as if they'll live forever, repeating mistakes and rarely planning ahead. In crowds, this behavior becomes even more primitive. Traders who focus solely on price while ignoring time demonstrate their entrapment in mass psychology. Markets exist simultaneously across multiple time frames, often moving in contradictory directions. Adjacent time frames connect by a factor of approximately 5, about 4.5 weeks to a month, 5 trading days to a week, and so on. Proper market analysis requires examining at least two neighboring timeframes, always starting with the longer timeframe for strategic context before moving to shorter timeframes for tactical decisions. A trading system is a set of rules for finding, entering, and exiting trades. Systems free traders to focus on strategic issues rather than basic procedures. The fundamental advantage of any system is that it's designed when markets are closed and emotions are calm, serving as an anchor for rational behavior amid market turbulence. Every planned trade must address three essential angles: trade setup, entry price, profit target, and stop loss; risk management, position sizing based on risk tolerance; and system alignment, fitting within a specific trading strategy. Looks good to me is not a system. The triple screen system, developed by Elder in 1985, applies three tests to potential trades, rejecting many that initially appear attractive. It combines trend following indicators on longer term charts with counter trend oscillators on intermediate charts, plus specialized entry techniques and money management rules. Triple screen demands examining the long-term chart first and only trading in the direction of that tide. When the weekly trend is bullish, daily declines create buying opportunities. When weekly trend is bearish, daily rallies provide shorting opportunities. Even carefully designed trading systems can't guarantee success on every trade. The inability to manage losses is one of trading's worst pitfalls, as beginners freeze when deep losses erase profits from many good trades. Money triggers powerful emotions that can devastate your trading. Novices dream about what they'll buy with open profits or panic comparing open losses to their paychecks. Professionals focus on trade management and only count money after positions close. The two pillars of money management are the 2% and 6% rules. The 2% rule prevents catastrophic losses by prohibiting risking more than 2% of account capital on any single trade. The 6% rule establishes a limit on the maximum monthly drawdown, prohibiting new trades for the rest of the month when losses and risks in open trades reach 6% of account capital. This forces you to step aside during bad streaks rather than pushing harder to trade out of a hole. Good record keeping is essential for discipline, connecting psychology, market analysis, and risk management. Writing trading plans prevents impulsive decisions and ensures thorough market analysis. A trade journal provides immediate structure, retrospective learning, and equity curve analysis. Traders typically work in isolation, rarely seeing how others operate. To overcome this, join communities of like-minded traders where ideas are shared, friendly competition exists, and trades receive feedback. Trading is extraordinarily difficult, yet infinitely fascinating and potentially rewarding. The journey never ends. Even veterans make occasional mistakes and must maintain discipline. The market is indifferent to your emotions or sense of fairness, rewarding only those who understand its psychology and follow their systems consistently. Your greatest edge isn't a secret formula, but mastering yourself while others remain controlled by emotions.